Washington Performing Arts presents pianist Simona Dinnerstein and Awajajan Pratt in a piano four hands concert on Monday, October 30th at 7:30 p.m. at the Kennedy Center. And my guest to talk about the recital is pianist Simona Dinnerstein. One of the thoughts that I had when I found out about this concert was how great to hear these two celebrated pianists performing together. My next thought was, wow, they must know each other, and above all else, they must trust each other.
That's a good observation. I do think that collaborating with other musicians does involve a good deal of trust. Awajajan and I have known each other for years, and we've started performing together in concertos, but we have not yet done a full recital together. The thing about piano four hands music is that historically it's really been something for the pleasure of the pianists. The four-hand repertoire was really mainly created for people to have the experience in their homes or in a salon of getting to know different music, learning about and hearing and getting to know a symphony before the age of recording and before there were loads and loads of concerts the way there are now. I like the experience when I play piano four hands of feeling this sense of sort of intimate discovery with the person that I'm playing with.
How do you decide on repertoire? I mean, it's challenging enough for one person, but how do you navigate this with two people?
That's also a good question. It took a lot of back and forth. I felt very excited about the thought of doing the Pastoral Symphony with Awajajan. Awajajan also conducts. I guess maybe one of the things that I admire the most about his musicianship is just his ability to feel the large architecture of a work. And playing this incredible symphony with him will be really a great learning experience for me.
In my opinion, you could play the Schubert on repeat.
Yes.
It is so exciting.
Yeah, it is really incredibly special. I've loved it my whole life. And it's a piece of music that feels like it's much longer than it is. I mean, not in a bad way, but just it traverses this enormous journey because it's incredibly dark and nostalgic in the way that Schubert can be. But it also has, you know, wonderful dance section, a major key, and it has, you know, real tragedy and some kind of feeling of redemption in it too. We are going to begin the program with a really extraordinary transcription of a Bach chorale prelude by the composer Gyorgy Kortag. The thing that's quite unusual about it is he transforms the sound of the piano into the sound of a strange kind of pipe organ by having the pianist that's playing all the way up in the treble playing extremely odd intervals against the second piano part, but so quietly that it just sounds almost like overtones, or it sounds like some kind of effect that you'd have if you were listening to an organ playing in a cathedral.
Pianist Simona Dinnerstein has been my guest. She will be joining Awajajan Pratt in a piano four hands concert on Monday, October 30th at 7:30 p.m. at the Kennedy Center. Tickets and more information are available at washingtonperformingarts.org. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks so much.